Welcome back to Provo's Loyola Edwards Stadium. Kansas 17, BYU 13. BYU wide receiver Chase Roberts joining us now from field level. Chase, tough one for the boys tonight. You knew you had some wiggle room down the stretch to still accomplish your goals. They're still right in front of you, but how do you characterize tonight's blow that the team takes here at home?
Yeah, we just made too many mistakes. You can't win when you make so many mistakes. And I think we were banking on another miracle drive, and sometimes you don't pull those out. And we just got to play better. So we're going to learn from our mistakes and quit making close games. You know, let's go blow teams out by 20. I mean, when you make mistakes like that and mental errors, stuff like that, you can't win games. And I think it goes back to our preparation this past week, too. And I feel like we can prepare better. But honestly, this is good for the team. I think we're going to bounce back and come with fire this next week during practice. Learn from our mistakes and go beat Arizona State.
So, Chase, take us into that 4th and 11 in that final moment where you're lined up in the slot.
Yeah.
You come into that slant. What's going through your mind about getting the sticks and the measurement and everything you had to do in that moment?
Yeah, he was sitting inside leverage at about 5 yards, and I should have, looking back, I don't know, I have to go watch the film, but I could have wrapped him maybe on over top to get the yardage and but I crossed his face and came up a little bit short. So I got to look back on it. He played good D, and I don't know. I just got to look back on the film, and we got to execute. I got to be more physical and go get that first down and make a play for our team.
Is a play like that predetermined? Did you know that ball was coming to you in that snap?
I mean, there's reads. There's definitely reads when it comes to – but I was the first read for sure. So I got to do better getting to the sticks. Making a move on them and making sure I get the first down.
Two of the best corners in the country, and Kobe Bryant and Melo Dotson for sure. Your thoughts on how well they played in the secondary?
Yeah, they're very sound, great corners. They played physical today. I mean, we just got to execute more of our plays, be more physical on the outside, don't let them get in the run game, and make bigger plays on the outside. I felt like we had times that we could have and just barely missed, so... credit to them and how they played, but I feel like we can learn a lot and grow. And you know, you want those matchups. You want the best corners in the nation and be able to show what you got and be able to put some points on the board. But unfortunately, we weren't able to do that today.
Hey, Chase, can you help me with the post corner fade that Tavatase ran at the end of the first half, and how that ends up in an interception and underthrow on a fade, and what should have happened in that moment?
Yeah, I mean it's a play that we've ran before, and we scored on with Kibo during the SMU game. So I think we like it. I mean, we like the matchup, a bigger guy. And there's a read on the backside with us three running kind of a mesh route. And Jake felt good about the 1-on-1 matchup. And unfortunately, the guy made a great play and left a little short. And it happens. You know, that's football. He made a great play. Next time we're going to learn from it, watch the film, and maybe, you know, hopefully the outcome's a little different next time we run that play. But we're sticking to it. It's one of our best plays we got. So, it's just unfortunate, but it's football.
I'm sure you guys, like you said at the start, Chase, you probably thought there was another, you know, miracle finish coming your way.
First and
10 from the 15 there, 2 minutes to go. I know you love that position. You work on red zone so much. Red zone was tough tonight.
It was tough, yeah. We pride ourselves in scoring in the red zone. We weren't able to do that the past two games. And we can't just bank on these miracle drives at the end. We got to be beating teams by 20, 30 points. And that's the kind of offense that we have and we should have, and especially against, you know, teams like this. We got to put points on the board with a great offense like Kansas has. We can't just, you know, count on the defense stopping them. We got to put points on the board. So we'll go back, watch the film, get better, come out this week with a lot of fire and score a lot of points against Arizona State.
Yeah, that's the question, Chase. What do you say to your team? Because you're kind of the leader of this group. What do you say to your team just to get their heads refocused and ready for Arizona State?
Yeah, I think just relay what Kalani's been saying to us is go home, be happy. Don't be a downer to your family. Don't bring the negative energy into your family. Be positive, move on, watch the film, learn, grow, and then come back Monday with fire. And we still got all of our goals in mind, so we're not done yet. So let's keep going. Let's win these next two games, and then let's go to a Big 12 championship.
Chase, we'll see you next week. Good luck.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Chase Roberts joining us on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.